So I'm from a very small town on the east coast of Scotland. I'm actually from outside the village, outside the town, in the countryside. I grew up, and the town's about 10,000 people. And, ooh, hello. I think that's it. I didn't do anything. Okay. Not a lot of people traveled in my town, and I was born in 1970, grew up in the 70s, and I was obsessed by Prince, completely obsessed by Prince, and he was my first kind of like intro into America, and I was like, oh my God, I have to get to America. So Disney World was kind of happening, and we didn't travel, we didn't go anywhere. My mom was a single mom raising three of us, and so I was desperate to get to America. And when I was in high school, my biology teacher knew that I just wanted to get out of my town. And he said, you know, I did an exchange 30 years ago. It's a government exchange. No one has to come back to our really crappy high school in Scotland. So you don't worry about that. Why don't you apply? So I applied, and I had to go down to London. I had to write essays. I had to debate with all these other students and everything. And I got it. And so when I was 17, I got on a plane for the first time and went to America. And I spent a year there, and it blew my mind. It was like walking into like 16 Candles and Breakfast Club and all those things, because Scotland is not like America at all. And it's certainly not like a very fancy private school in Philadelphia, which is where I ended up. And so I had this insane experience doing my senior year in high school in America, and I had to go home. And so I went back. I was like, oh my gosh, I have to get to America. So I did my degree, and then I went to graduate school. And it's really hard to get to America. So like, you can't just go to America and live in America. Like, they don't let people in, really. And so I was really fortunate. I had a mentor in my graduate degree in paintings conservation, and she had done a mid-career internship, a fellowship at the Walters Art Museum. And I really, really wanted to work on Italian Renaissance paintings. And Italy doesn't let anybody in also when it comes to conservation, because they have their own thing and they don't like other people coming in and doing their thing. So I thought, I'm not going to get to Italy. I can't work on Italian Renaissance panels there. And she said, you know, the Walters Art Museum, not a lot of people in Baltimore appreciate this, but they have a world-renowned panel painting collection. In the conservation world, everybody knows the Walters Art Museum. In the world, everybody does. Art history world as well. It is like, it's a very special collection. And so she said, you need to write to them and see if they have something. So I was like, okay. So I wrote to them. They're like, yeah, we're going to do internship interviews. Can you, you know, do an interview? So I was able to get across and do an interview because I was desperate to come here, and I got it. So I came to Baltimore. Didn't know anything about Baltimore. Didn't actually even really know where Baltimore was until I did my interview. But and it was a little bit of a shell shock. Like, when was it? Like 1997 is when I moved here. And very different coming from Scotland to Baltimore. But I lived here. I loved it. I loved my job. I loved the Walters. I did an internship in D.C. at the Phillips Collection. I loved that. I loved D.C. I came back to the Walters. And I was working on this great project. And I kind of started to feel, I was like, okay, I'm almost 30. Like, do I want to be here? Like, do I? I was really beginning to miss home. Like, I was beginning to miss Scotland. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to stick it out for a little bit longer, but I think I need to go back. Like, I've never worked there as an adult. I've only studied there, and I was really missing my people. And so I told the Walters, and they were like, okay, well, I was on a grant, and they were like, you know, we can keep this open for you. But I was like, I really need to go back. And I applied for a position there, and it was like my dream job. It was working in Scotland for Historic Scotland and the National Trust, and I was working on all these amazing projects, castles, and just, oh, it was just the perfect job. So 3 months before I was getting ready to leave to move back to Scotland, I met this guy. And I met him at an opening at Artscape, and he came into City Hall, and he was, like, handing out lighters to people. It was really random. But anyway, we hit it off, and we started dating, and we got serious very quickly. I was 30, he was, like, 35, and we were just madly in love. And I was like, you know, I'm going back to Scotland. And he's like, well, do you have to go back to Scotland? I was like, well, I do, actually. I really have to go back to Scotland because I needed to know. I didn't want to blame, like, I didn't want to eventually resent him. So anyway, I got on a plane. I went back to Scotland, and I had the most amazing year. He came to visit. I went to visit him. And but it really was the perfect job. Like, I could not have wished for a better job. Anyway, love overcame the job, and I thought, oh, God, I have to move back. So I moved back to America, and the Walters took me back, which was lovely, and we got married, and we kind of had a discussion when we got married. I was like, okay, I love America, but I love Scotland, and I need to be able to know that we're going to go back to Scotland at some point. He was like, yep, I'm totally up for that, you know, love to travel, this will be great, we'll have kids, international kids, woo. And so we have kids, we have twins, and when my twins were 14 months old, my daughter was diagnosed with a brain tumor, and this was like one of the major pluses of being in America, and also being in Baltimore. Like, you can't, like, throw a stone without hitting an amazing hospital in Baltimore. So we were very lucky, and we had amazing care. But the thing I learned about pediatric brain tumors is you just have to keep them asleep for as long as possible until your brain stops growing. So that took 10 years of chemo and drug trials and a lot. Anyway, kind of put our going back to Scotland on hold, but I love Baltimore. I don't want anyone to think that I don't love America. I love Baltimore, but it's just different being an immigrant because it's not home. And home is where, I feel like home is where you're raised and where your people are. And I have so many gorgeous friends here. Baltimore is made by its people. They're so wonderful. But I do miss home. And so I have a cunning plan. My kids have 3 years left of school. So I'm like, college, okay. We're going to get them to college in Scotland. So that's what I'm hoping for. But I love Baltimore. But I'm an immigrant. There we go.